The World Series postgame show on Fox is presented by Tubi. A rousing win for the Diamondbacks here in Arlington. 9-1. And they got it from all angles. Merrill Kelly was sensational on the mound. Contributions from everywhere, up and down that lineup, doing what they do, running around the bases at all costs. And a convincing 9-1 win to even this World Series at one game apiece. And we say welcome down the left field line here in Arlington. Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, and I'm Kevin Burkhardt. And we have to start there with Merrill Kelly. He was talking to Ken Rosenthal after the game. A dream come true. He was sensational. I mean, he barely even got touched in that outing tonight.
I mean, it was a masterpiece, and in many ways is what a lot of modern front offices don't value. Pitching, command, his entire arsenal. And he was in command, attacking the strike zone from pitch number one.
Without a doubt, especially against an offense that has been amazing the past couple of days. I mean, if you look at the job that Kelly did tonight, he keep hit off of balance real well. And let me tell you, to keep that thing off of balance, it takes a lot. He misses pitches very well, using his fastball, locating it, and then using the devastating breaking ball.
Yeah, I mean, he was dominant. You talk about being able to bounce back. Well, the best way to bounce back is with a starting pitching performance like we saw tonight. I mean, he never seemed like he threw a ball in the zone. It was right outside of the zone. He was getting that pitch off the corner of the plate, and he stayed there.
Yeah, he really was just terrific, Al. I mean, just a masterpiece, as you said, and dominated this entire game. It was just never felt like the Rangers were going to break through.
It was great. It was awesome. And the thing is, like, the Ivy Leaguers, the one thing they're missing is the ability to pitch, command, sequencing. And it's about pitchability. It's not all about spin rate and, you know, velocity. It's about, you got to be able to pitch. And both these guys were great pitchers today.
Yeah, and so the Diamondbacks get even this series at one with a 9-1 win. Want to tell you to stay tuned for your late local news, except on the West Coast. Tommy Pham going to join us because our coverage is going to continue post-game coverage, and that is streaming live exclusively on the Fox Sports app, foxsports.com, or the MLB on Fox social accounts right now.
Thanks, Joe. Merrill, that was a joy to watch. Two of the three hits were soft contact. The home run, Mitch Garver told me he had never hit a pitch that low for a homer. So how would you rate your execution?
That was probably one of the better ones. That was the goal coming in. For me, that's my whole game. If I execute, I got a pretty good chance. If I don't execute, it's going to be a long night. I got to tip my hat to Mitch. In my mind, that was a great pitch, and that was a really good swing he put on that ball.
7 innings, 89 pitches. I know you weren't happy to leave your game 6 start in the NLCS. How were you and Torrey tonight?
Yeah, I actually went to him. I didn't like, in that Jaime bat, even though I struck him out, I didn't like how he was kind of spraying the fastball. Arm side, they were kind of taking off on me. And I figured with the lead, obviously we were able to pile on there at the end with the lead. I felt confident going to Ginks and Seawall to close out that game.
You had a long journey to this night. You spent 4 years in Korea. I know you dreamed of getting back to the big leagues. But did you ever dream of dominating a World Series game?
I dreamt of it, but I think at that point when I was doing it, that was all it was a dream. It took a lot of hard work, a lot of being in the right place. I got to give a lot of credit to the Arizona organization for giving me a chance to be here. I appreciate them a lot for giving me this opportunity, but I'm just glad that we got it done tonight.
Merrill, thanks a lot. Yeah. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, Ken.
Joe, back to you.
Welcome back to the World Series postgame show presented by Tubi and the Diamondbacks with a big-time dominant 9-1 win here in Arlington to even this World Series at a game apiece. And now we head to Arizona. And joining us on the set is Tommy Pham. You might have to do an interview every pre- and postgame show for the rest of the World Series, Tommy. That was unbelievable.
You know, if you could guarantee wins, I'm all for it.
We'll see you for game 3.
Poppy gave you the mojo beforehand. You guys, in all honesty, when you left, we were just talking about how loose it seemed. You guys seemed comfortable and loose, and that looked like it just played out on the field today.
I don't know if it's it may look like we're loose to you guys, but we're well prepared.
Yeah.
Bro, look. You look so chillax during the pregame. That, man, I'm telling you, your body language says a lot. Tell me how comfortable you are feeling at the plate right now, man. You hit a missile everywhere.
This game will humble you, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how hitting is. One day you might have a game like I had tonight, then next game you go 0-4, 3 Ks. So I just try to stay even keel now.
Well, I think that's all you can do. It's an easy game for you, huh? A little 4-for-4 today.
Nah.
You know, people, they talk about, you know, the thing about the postseason is if you struggle for a week, people say there's something wrong with you. If you do it during the course of a season, it's
nobody
no big
knows.
Deal. Nobody
correct,
knows about
correct.
It, man. So 4-for-4 today, how'd you feel at the plate? You just carried it over from game one.
I had an approach today. It worked. Had some luck on my side. But I really felt like my third at bat, I laid off those tough changeups that were starting in the zone, working away. Then my last at bat, I saw the ball a lot better. And I felt like I put a good swing on the last pitch, and I'm going to take that going into Monday.
We were talking all along about how difficult it is to play against a team like yours. We talked about the Angels were that team for the Yankees for us, but you're going the other way, a couple bunts, home run. This is an offense that is very tough to play against. What was your approach like today going line to line?
Sometimes you just got to take what they give you. Montgomery is a great pitcher. He has great stuff working away from right-handed hitters. You just can't do too much. And my approach, after my first at bat, when he made those nasty pitches on me, I had to go back in the dugout, recalibrate, and like say, hey, I got it. This ain't gonna work. Let me try this.
You know, everything was working for Merrill tonight. I mean, he was just superb, and you know, he's got a great story. We've talked about on the broadcast tonight what he's been through to get to this point. But what did you notice just watching him perform tonight, and what he was able to do to this Rangers lineup?
He was focused. I mean, pitch after pitch, it was. I mean, you guys saw it. It was tremendous. We needed that from him. I was trying to have him go out there and pitch another inning, but, you know, I'm not the manager.
So were we, by the way.
Yeah, I said the same exact thing.
We're looking for him, man.
Yeah, you know, they talk about momentum in a series. And I always say momentum is only as strong as the next day's starting pitcher. So after the game yesterday, how are you guys feeling in the clubhouse coming into game two?
We knew we had to get a win today. You know, I mentioned earlier how a loss like last night could easily left last night and gone back to Arizona 0-2 or possibly been down 0-3. So we needed that from Merrill, man. That was a huge effort, tremendous effort from him. And also, I got to mention, my boy Marte, I saw those names on that list. He surpassed you 18 consecutive games for the postseason record hitting streak. That's history.
That's pretty good.
Speaking about history, you guys haven't been in the World Series 2001. Your fan base is watching. They're excited. They'll be listening. That place is going to be rocking. How big was it to be 1-1 going into that great home field advantage for you guys?
Definitely. We wanted to be 1-1. We were down 0-2 in Philly, and that's not easy.
Right.
That's not easy. We definitely wanted to go back to AZ 1-1.
And tell us, how's the atmosphere? Has it been great, loud?
You know what's cool about this? Seeing the whole city support us, you know, rally behind us and support us. That's seeing all the guys, the studs from the Suns come to the game. You're seeing a sold out stadium. That's really cool. That's and makes you want to be in the postseason year after year.
That's what happened when you play well, man. Hey, we're on social media, Instagram, everybody just checking us out. Let's keep it real.
I love it. Get it, Poppy.
One more, everybody. Come on.
Move on over.
Come on, Kevin.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, clearly,
man,
clearly.
Stay hot. I got another one.
Oh, I got another one.
Let's go. My dog.
There we
show
go.
To them. Let's go.
I guess it goes without saying. Tommy,
hey, you
I
get
guess.
One of those, you go 4-for-4.
Oh,
my dog. Let's go.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
I guess I should just say, Tommy, we'll see you pregame game three. I mean, just keep
right.
it going, man.
Yeah, let's schedule a time right now.
Keep the line
right,
moving,
that's
dog.
It. Tommy, fam, four knocks tonight and a Diamondbacks big victory. Great to see you again, Tommy, and Arizona will head on back to their home turf with a 1-1 World Series now. And he's got two. He's got two of my dog shirts. How about that? Collector's items. It's unbelievable.
Those are hot. Those are hot right now.
Those are really good mojo.
really good mojo.
Yeah, I tell you, it seemed like he did not want to leave, so he may be looking for another job when he's when he retires.
He was pretty comfortable. I guarantee, even if we don't invite him, he's going to come on the set.
He's going to be there. Oh, yeah.
That is a fact. He talked about his guy, Ketel Marte, making history, surpassing you. Let's hear from him with our Tom Verducci.
Thanks, KB. Ketel, well, if it's a postseason game, it's a Ketel Marte base hit. 18 straight games in the postseason, a new record. What does that mean to you?
18 partidos al hilo en la postemporada con un hit. ¿Qué significa ese récord para ti ahora?
Me siento contento, gracias a Dios. Primeramente le doy gracias a Dios, sabe, por la bendición y estar saludable. Y de verdad que es algo maravilloso romper el récord de hit en postseason aquí en Grandes Ligas. Y nada, vamos a seguir con la misma intensidad.
Very happy. Just, it's a marvelous thing. Happy, thankful to God. We're just going to keep continuing to do what we do.
Ketel, you've seen Merrill Kelly very good, but this is the World Series. What did you think of him tonight?
Han visto buenas actuaciones de Merrill Kelly, pero ahora, ¿qué viste hoy para él?
No, yo creo que es la clase de pitcher que él es. De verdad que Merrill es un gran pitcher. Y esperemos en Dios que él continúe así.
That's the type of pitcher he is. We just hope he continues that way.
Ketel, Monday night, the World Series is coming back to Arizona for the first time in 22 years. What do you expect?
Lunes regresa la Serie Mundial después de 22 años Arizona. ¿Qué es lo que esperas ese día?
Nada, montar un gran show, seguir jugando la pelota como estamos. De verdad que hago, me siento súper contento de pertenecer a este grupo y vamos por la corona.
Put together a great show, just like we have. We're going for the crown. Put together a good show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back to you, KB.
All right, Tom, thanks. How about this? Longest postseason hit streaks. He's got the most now. He passed our guy, the captain, Manny Hank. 18 games in a row with a hit for Ketel Marte, and he knew it, and Tommy Pham knew it, too. And we're on digital right now. You know, we had to get the late local news on Fox, so we're on digital. You guys are big on
I'm on live, Kevin. I'm
on
live.
Oh, wow. We're on multiple streams at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Fox.
What a lion.
Yeah. We're
what's
live.
What's happening?
There's the captain. We're going live.
Is this like Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams? There's like multiple streams going at the same time?
I think so.
I'm a little confused.
Hey, you know how you say que león in English?
Que león.
What a lion.
What a lion.
There we go. I say that all the time at home. it's funny. Alex, you pointed this out. Arizona is really outplayed with... You take away Corey Seager's home run, they've thoroughly outplayed them and essentially has beaten their top two pitchers here. I know it's going back 1-1, but they have to feel really good going back home.
Let me tell you, we sat here a few days ago and we said, hey, Diamondbacks are for real. They're not a good team. They're a great team.
Yeah.
And they're a great matchup for the Rangers and for most of the teams in baseball because most teams don't bunt as much as they bunted 36 times to lead the league. They steal bases. We talked about a track meet. They have pitchers that are not only exit velo and, you know, spin rate, these guys can pitch. And if this was a boxing match, they've played 20 innings. Here's my scorecard. 18 rounds to the Diamondbacks and 2 to the Rangers. So it's 1-1 going back to best of 5.
Hockey!
I mean, no matter how you look at it, it's 1-1.
It's 1-1.
Right? So as good as Arizona feels going home, Texas feels good going on the road because playing on the road does not faze this group. So... Look, I understand that, people can say that Arizona's outplayed them for 2 games, but
it's 1-1.
Texas, it's 1-1.
It's
1-1. They showed up, and I tell you, it's going to be an exciting series. We expected it to be an exciting series. Everyone around the world's getting a chance to see just how good this Arizona team is. In Texas, they're going to bounce back, I'm telling you.
Yo, they like the road. We know that.
They love the road.
They love going on the road.
Let's not forget, guys, they beat the Philadelphia Phillies. They beat a really good ball club. Mm-hmm. They kind of play like them a little bit, but they also had the power game going on too. And they beat them at their house.
Yeah, they did.
So I'm not surprised with what they're doing against Texas. I mean, these guys, they take advantage of every single opportunity that they get during the game. Man, they can do a boom, basically. They walk, they bunt, and then all of a sudden, home run. I mean, it's hard to be a team that is playing like that, and they're performing for Kelly tonight.
Yeah,
but I tell you also, they got 7 of their 9 runs today with 2 outs. That's a backbreaker for a pitching staff.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure
you're one pitch from getting out of it, and they give up 7 runs.
And I'll tell you what else, Derek, is they're a team of adjustments. And yesterday, they had 10 strikeouts and 10 walks, their pitching staff. Today, 10 strikeouts, 0 walk until that last one in the ninth. But I mean, to go from 10 walks to one, that's a team that adjusts, and that's a winning team.
You know, this game, it was a 2-1 game in the seventh, by the way. You know, we played 9-1. It kind of got away at the end. But it was a 2-1 game in the seventh. Alec Thomas, who we had on the pregame too, he had another great night, a couple hits. So he starts it off with a double. And then LaGoria comes up, and it just kind of changed the game. He drove him in, made it 3-run. And you noticed a little nuance defensively on the play, right?
Hey, Kevin, and before we show you this video, just like you do in the football game tomorrow, when you have a very strong running game, it opens up the passing game. Mm. The same is true in baseball. When you're able to bunt, and we'll show you the video right here, LaGoria on his first at-bat bunts, probably on his own. But as a result, look what the third baseman is playing. Right? 27 other teams are playing back because you don't bunt. Teams do not bunt. By the way, Trey Turner did not bunt with the Phillies, and that's probably why they're home. So the bunt in the next at-bat draws in the third baseman, and boom, there's the double, maybe the play of the game.
They got concerned.
That's right.
Because of the first at-bat. You know, he went on his own. He bunt. Now the third baseman is thinking, man, this guy bunts the first at-bat. Now he got men in second. He'll probably do it again. Yeah. And then that's why the ball came through. But let me tell you, that tells you how these guys are going by the business. They're not being selfish when it comes down to play the game. Okay, I'm going to try to do my job so that I can pass the torch to the next guy. And that's how you win ball game.
I follow everything you guys just said right there, but if they thought LaGoria was going to bunt again, that's bad thinking. Come on, man. The guy, he doesn't bunt. He did it once. He's not going to do it again. So if they were playing up for a bunt in that particular situation, that's a mistake on their part.
But, Derek, the fact that we're having this debate
is good
baseball because the front office today don't believe in bunting.
Yeah.
So the fact that the manager has to make a decision, and then not only that, then the first pitch they go to second. So as an infielder, it is a nightmare to play against a team like the Diamondbacks.
Well, and then later that inning, Perdomo had a sack bunt. Carroll drove him in, made it 4-1, and that was really the game. I mean, again, they added on 5 runs last couple of innings. But, I mean, 10 different Diamondbacks had hits tonight. That's all you needed to know, right? Everyone really contributing. And so now we shift to Arizona, and the probables for game three look like this. Max Scherzer will make his third postseason start. Brandon Font, who was just sensational in getting Arizona back in the series in game three of the NLCS. You just wonder, when you look at this, it feels like it's going to be a heavily involved
bullpen drum,
game,
Kevin.
Derek, right? I mean, that's just. I mean,
look at the drum, Kevin. We're in digital.
We are in digital.
The what?
The drone.
Oh.
It's up there somewhere. There it is. Right there.
What?
It's hovering above us. You get the idea.
Sorry, what was the question?
I don't remember, Derek. I don't remember.
The Cowboys at noon.
Yeah. I was good. How many yards does Tony Pollard have tomorrow? What? No, the question was, it feels like with those starters, and we'll see, it feels like a game that could be heavily involved with the bullpen. No disrespect, but we don't know what we're going to get from Max, right? He's battled the injury, just coming back from that. And fought, he's been on a lower pitch count. He had that one gem against Philadelphia. But it might be a big bullpen game in game three.
Maybe. I think when you talk about Max, I think if you're the Texas Rangers, you have to prepare for it being a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to get. You'll be pleasantly surprised if he goes 5-6 innings. But I don't think you can plan for it. In terms of Fott, he's been outstanding. You know, I think he just needs to continue doing what he's doing. You don't know if the nerves are going to settle in because it's set in because it's the World Series.
Yep.
But, you know, we're going to see. That's why you don't play these games on paper. You look at the stats. You think you know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
I tell you what, I have the feeling that Max going to be better than his last two outing. But Brandon Fad, man, he just nasty. I mean, I watched the last game he pitched against Philadelphia. It seems like they were having issues picking the ball out of his hand. They couldn't hear him. I mean, and the guy... The best thing that he got under his belt right now, that go under his favor, is that this guy haven't seen him much. And that helped a lot.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, Poppy. I think Scherzer is going to pitch better in game three. I was just, my strategy would have been to pitch him in game four. Because he's coming back from an injury, I don't want to stress his arm to have to pitch 3 and possible 7. So I would have pitched him game 4, and then I would have had him definitely in the bullpen for game 7. But you know what? Bruce Bochy has 3 championships. There's a reason why.
We'll see how it plays out. So we're talking baseball here in the World Series. Arizona evens it up. Talking football, Cowboys-Rams tomorrow. Of course, we've got to talk basketball here with an NBA owner. T-Wolves tonight win by 16.
Yeah!
against the Miami
Big
Heat.
Big W!
I mean, there you go. Anthony Edwards with a nice little night. 7 of 7 dimes, 7 of 6.
Hey, man. Hey,
spread it around.
Where do you go with the money at?
Edwards has the money now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well deserved. My local guys in Miami weren't too happy, but you know what? Good win for Minnesota.
There we go. So we're covering
tough
all
love for them, buddy.
Here tonight. There you go.
Love and business.
Good news, Poppy. In this cookie monster theme that started last night with Corey Seager throwing him a cookie, we have a surprise for you.
What you got?
Bring it on out, Karen. What do we have?
All right, Karen.
It's a real tray of cookies.
What?
Oh, that's
now that's real chocolate chip cookies.
Hey, those cookies look delicious.
Believe it or not,
I'm gonna begin to be a monster later.
You want to know? You want to know who made these? Fergie Jenkins' wife made these for you. How about that?
Fantastic.
The great Fergie Jenkins. Check it in for the show.
Because of her.
Absolutely. Get in there.
Good cookies.
Fantastic.
Come on, Cap. Help yourself.
I
know you'll be crushing some of them later. Hey, come on.
Let me tell you something. The captain is big into his chocolate chip cookies.
I do.
He used to have one before every game, right, G?
I enjoy,
and the pizza.
The pizza, too. I think we've officially crossed the stream.
Fergie, to you and your wife, thank you very much.
Kevin, I do have a question.
We're at 20 minutes and 4 seconds. It's time to go.
KB, you're always asking the questions. I have a question for you.
Please ask.
Uh-oh. You have a game that starts at noon tomorrow across the street.
Yes, right over there.
I know you're excited. Poppy said, how does he go from one stage to the other? What time do you wake up in the morning to get ready for
that real,
game?
For real?
I'll wake up at probably 7 tomorrow.
Okay.
Get out the door at 8:30.
What will you do then?
I will brush my teeth, take a shower, have some coffee.
Go to the gym?
Are you a workout
Hell
guy?
Hell no.
No. Okay.
Right. You think I'm going to the gym at 7 in the morning? Come on. Poppy, I thought you knew me better than that.
Oh, boy.
You look good, baby. You look good.
I love you. There you go.